Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Guys, you can use. Guys, just in case you would like to hear the show this morning live, you can do so by dialing area code 563-999-3467. You can come on this show and listen to it live via your cell phone. You don't have to listen to it on the internet, but you know, a lot of times people just want to just turn on the internet, just let it play and let it rip while they get ready for work this morning. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to come into your homes this morning to chit-chat with you on this beautiful Monday morning. I am your host, Teresa, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas, guys. And speaking of Fort Worth, Texas, it's stated that it's 90 degrees here already, guys. It's not as hot as it used to be. But guess what? I guess it's going to warm up, heat up today, right? They say that it have a little scattered thunderstorms today. And so, guys, look at here. You know, it look like it's going to rain. I don't know, but it look like it's going to rain. And I know my grass outside need a little water, but you know how it is, right? Once that water hit that grass is spread everywhere. That's right. It just, I tell you, I don't know. I think the most I got for water, because there's life in the water. Come on, somebody. Everybody, I don't care who you are on this earth, you're going to need some water to live. Okay, so I'm not talking against water. I welcome no water, okay? And so, guys, if you live in the DFW area, please stay safe today and make sure you try to stay dry today if it rains. But from what I was looking at in the forecast, it stated that we have a chance for rain today. And so I tell you, so did you wake up this morning with a praise flowing from your lips, huh? Did you tell God, thank you, Father God, for waking me up this morning, and good morning, Daddy? Did you talk to Daddy this morning before you jumped on this podcast and say, you know, I'm going to see what Teresa have to say today? Did you do that, huh? Come on, somebody. You got, if you didn't, just look here, just leave this podcast. Go on in that prayer closet, your secret room where you talk to Daddy, and tell Daddy good morning and thank you for waking me up this morning. Come on, somebody. He done woke somebody up in their right mind this morning. And that's something to give God some praise for. I don't know about y'all, but I love praising Daddy. What you say, my God, that turns me on. What you say? Glory be to God. I'm turned on all day long when it come down to my Daddy. What you say? Glory be to God. Well, guys, I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the kings around the world, because guys, if it had not been for y'all, I wouldn't be sitting here today. Come on, somebody, huh? Come on, because life begins with you. Come on, y'all better talk to me today. I'm about to slap my own self this morning already, huh? Do you not know who you are, kings? In the Most High God, He fearfully and wonderfully made you kings for us queens. Come on, somebody. And had it not been for you, okay? In other words, you were the farmer with the seed, and the women, they were the field with the womb. Come on, somebody. And when you planted your seed, it produced. Come on, it produced. Come on, you reap the harvest. See, so In every king, there is greatness. God, I'm about to slap my own self. I don't know whether y'all understand what I'm talking about today, but I need you to open your eyes and see, kings, who you are. Okay? Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, anywho, I just want to stop in this morning. Love on you this morning. And just see how you're doing early this morning before you start your day. Because, you know, I like to start a day with praising and worshiping God and loving on Him and just prepare myself, my mind and my heart for what today will bring. You know, because sometimes today, you know, days when you enter into a new day, it brings unexpected blessings, or it can bring unexpected trauma, havoc, problems. But you got to be in a position in your mind and in your heart that, okay, I don't care what it looks like today, I'm still going to serve you, God. I'm still going to trust you. I'm still going to worship you. I'm still going to praise you. I'm still going to keep my eyes focused on you. I'm not going to be like Peter in the boat when the wind came. He started focusing on the storm. But God, I'm going to continue to focus on you. Come on, somebody. Because when you got the Most High God, when you got Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and the Holy Ghost inside of the boat with you, you got to know that peace is already there. Come on, somebody. God, I felt that right there. Peace is already there. So you don't have to be moved and shook by what you see. God, I felt that right there. But all you got to do is stand on the word of God and take God at his word and believe every word of the Lord and take his word as final authority in your life. Amen? What are you afraid of? Huh? God have not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. God, I love that right there. Come on, somebody. See, I love scripture, y'all. Look here, I'm turned on all day long when it comes down to scripture, huh? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Scripture turns me on every day, 24/7. Come on. Y'all better talk to me. Come on, come on, come on. And it turns me on because there's life in the word of God. When God speak a thing, it is. Come on, somebody. Huh? When he speak a word, it is. The Bible talks about when the word of God go from his lips, it shall accomplish that which he sent it to do. My God, I felt that right there. Glory be to God. And the Bible also tells us now in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life is in the power of your tongue. So that's why it's very vital, beloved, that you guard your mouth. Stop letting everything just flow out of your lips. Because you ensnaring your tomorrow. God, I felt that right there. You ensnaring your future. Stop allowing your circumstances to dictate your tomorrow. God has given you the power to decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established. He has given you the power to speak into the atmosphere, and the atmosphere has to change because you showed up. God, I felt that right there. You showed up. Amen? Glory be to God. And I love that about Daddy. I love that about his word. See, the word will work for you if you work the word. But if you don't work the word, nothing going to happen. What you expect to happen if you ain't working the word? If you ain't applying the word of God to your situation. If you got sickness in your body, baby, there's a lot of healing power through the scriptures of the Most High God. That you can get within you and begin to decree and declare your healing. You can speak to your cells in your body and tell them to line up with the word of God. You can speak to your situation. If your pocketbook got holes in it, honey, and you look, all you can look down and see is lint, and you robbing Peter to pay Paul, you got to get in the word of God. Huh? You got to get in the word of God and get some scripture in you. Huh? Because complaining will keep you in your situation. You'll never go to another level in God because you're too busy complaining. Get your complaining self out the way and allow God to be God in your life. Glory be to God. Y'all about to make me preach this thing right there. Glory be to God. See? When you know who you are, you're not moved by every issues and trials and tribulations, because you're going to say, okay, I got an opportunity to see what Daddy going to do now. See, I welcome y'all. I even though I speak against it, I use my mouth, I watch what I say, whatever come my way that's trying to cause havoc in my life, oh, I welcome it, because it's time for Daddy to show you who he is. Because the Bible said, if God be for you, who could be against you? Oh, God. If God is for you, who could be against you? Nobody could be against you. Amen? Because my Daddy fight all of my battles. For the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. God, I love you right there, Jesus. Come on, somebody. So you don't have to be moved by what's going on in this world today. You know, a lot of people, they're committing suicide. They're giving up. They feel whipped and busted and disgusted. Well, what happened to all that praise and jumping and shouting and talking about you love the Lord and you on fire for God and you living your life for God? But yet, when a storm come to your door, you don't even recognize peace is already in your house. Come on, somebody, to speak to that storm. Huh? Is Jesus Christ, Yeshua, calling you? You of little faith? Don't you not know, beloved, that faith pleases God? Oh, my God, I felt that right there. Faith, your faith, being talking about your mama and your grandpa and your grandma, papa, auntie, uncle, brother, sister, child. We ain't talking about their faith. We talking about your faith. And all you need is a little seed of faith, a mustard seed of faith. Huh? He say you got to have big, gigantic faith. He said seed of a mustard seed, faith of a mustard seed. That's all you need. God, I felt that right there. But a lot of people, they miss themselves. They don't even know who they are. They can't identify who they are. One minute I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. The next minute I done got so much doubt, unbelief, and all kind of foo-foo la-la-la-la in me that I can't operate as the child of the Most High God. Do you not know who you are in God? Come on, somebody. You got to talk to yourself just like that. Huh? You got to talk to yourself. I don't care what comes your way. Don't get anxious for anything. Pray. Petition God with what you want to see happen in your life every day. God gave you, I should hope you got the wisdom of God. Amen. Because a lot of folk ain't got no wisdom. Oh, God, they're off the chain. A lot of folk ain't got no wisdom. They don't even know who they are, where they're going at in life. You ask them, well, who are you? They can't even tell you who they are. First thing they'll say, oh, well, I work at a Burger King. I work at McDonald's, and I got an apartment, and I got a hoopty, and I got. I ain't asked you about your possessions. I want to know who you are. Huh? Jesus Christ asked his disciples, who did man say I am? God, I felt that right there. See, it's more to you than stuff. And you got to realize that, beloved, that it's more to you than stuff. Amen? We want to get wrapped up, tied up, and knotted up in all this earthly stuff, not knowing that the Bible says, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? God, I felt that right there. You going to leave all this stuff that you accumulate and you're so in love with, it's still going to be here for somebody else to mess up, a mess over. Come on, somebody, a fight over. Amen? God is looking for somebody who have a heart after him, who going to be sold out for him, who's not going to compromise the word of God. He's looking for somebody who is on fire for him. God, I felt that right there. So God is not concerned about how high you jump in church. God ain't concerned about how hard you preach and you know the word. And you know what I'm saying? God needs to know whether your heart is pumping for him. God, I love you, Jesus. What you say? That's what God is looking for. Come on. Come on. God, that's what God is looking for. Amen? He's looking for somebody who loves him. Because he loves us unconditionally. Huh? Even when we was in a mess, he decided to send his best. Huh? And who was that? Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who became the sacrificial lamb for you and I so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Huh? So we're not saved by because we can preach good. We're not saved by we can hoop good. We're not saved by we can sing good. We're not saved by we can clap our hands and roll all over the church building and spit and hop and hang from the church ceiling and still not saved. But we're saved by grace. God, I'm about to slap my own self right there. Glory be to God. We are saved by what Jesus Christ, Yeshua, has done on the tree. Huh? The tree represents the cross. Huh? What you say? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on out of here. Come on out of here. What you say? That's what we're saved by. Amen? Stop allowing people to tell you who you are when you should already know who you are. Huh? You better stop that. What you say? You better get up out of here and stop that. Know who you are when you rise every morning. You let that devil know you in trouble today because my eyes is open and my praise is flowing from my lips. God, I felt that right there. Huh? Because the Bible tells me now that he inhabit the praises of his people. And so every morning when you wake up, don't be waking up, oh, well, I don't feel like, you know. You better shut your mouth. Glory be to God. You better shut your mouth and get your hips together, huh? You better shut your mouth and begin to decree and declare the word of God over your life even before your day begin. Amen? Even before your day begin, you need to be declaring what you want to see today, huh? Start looking at yourself in the mirror. Start telling self how beautiful, fearfully, and wonderfully the Most High God has made you. Find something good about yourself and begin to focus on that and replace negative speaking with positive words. Come on, somebody. You got to learn how to train your own self. God, the Bible talks about the tongue being an unruly member. That tongue can't be trained now. Yeah. The thing that you got in your mouth that you flap, huh? That you can't help but be busybody and lying and gossiping and biting and doing all kind of stuff, baby. You better believe. Trust me when I tell you. You better believe. You are sinking your own ship and don't even realize it. But yet we want to holler the devil. Everything ain't the devil, beloved. I want y'all to get that. Y'all miss somebody, miss that. Everything ain't the devil. It's you. When you opening your mouth and always cursing your tomorrow, your now, look back at the seeds that you plant in the soil, in the universe. Huh? Look at it and see why your future is tore up from the flow up. Why are you robbing Peter to pay Paul? Why are you living, you know what I'm saying? You're not living where you need to be, okay? I'm not wrapped up in stuff, but God sure bless me, huh? I'm not a materialistic woman, okay? I'm not moved by folk millions. I've known many millionaires, even some that tried to date me. Millionaire. Okay, God, I'm talking about money. I ain't talking about robbing Peter pay Paul. I ain't talking about no $100,000 or $500,000. I'm talking about millionaires. Okay, and that didn't move me, cause money don't move me, huh? What moves me is your love for God. Hey, sha, imama shoke babahasha. That's what moves me, is knowing that you have a relationship with the Most High God, huh? And I'm not moved by how many scriptures you know. Anybody can get in the Word and study the scriptures. But it's that relationship that tells me that you know Him for yourself. Huh? Anybody can fool you and trick you with a little scripture. Huh? And then they don't even know what scripture means or what it say. They never sat down and asked the Holy Ghost to teach them how to rightfully divide the Word of God. Huh? But they want to look deep and stand before the people and say, I know the word. No, but do you know Him, though? Okay. let's go ahead and call the apple apple. Let's keep it 100. Do you know Him for yourself? Anybody could say, oh, well, you know. But you shall have power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Do they know what that scripture means? Because if they're talking negative and ensnaring their own destiny, then they don't know what that scripture means. See, that's what I'm saying. I cannot help myself. And I said it like that. Why? Because His word is in my DNA. Huh? His word is in my DNA. So I like to study the word of God. Not just to preach it and teach it, but I want to live it, and I want to show it, huh? Because out of my heart, tell on me. See, a person is known by their heart because they are driven by what's in their heart. If you're a thief in your heart, you're going to be a thief. It manifests. Uh-huh. If you love folk for real in spite of them, it's going to show, huh? If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, then you are His disciple. So love will be flowing from you, Come on, somebody. Because now if you look at Galatians, I think it's Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And the first spirit, the first fruit of that spirit is love. Oh, God, I felt that right there. See, it's love. It ain't talk about your degrees. It ain't talking about how much you can preach and teach and shout and spit and roll from the all over the floor and from the church ceiling. Talking about you got the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, you got a ghost, but it's not the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. You better talk to me today. See, we got to understand, when we become a child of the Most High God, we should never be what we used to be. Because before we all accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we all were children of Satan. Oh, God, somebody going to get that in a minute, huh? Huh? That's why he fights you so much, because he wants you back. Some of y'all know y'all was good liars. Some of y'all know y'all was murderers. Some of y'all know y'all stole and you're evil and you're nasty. Huh? Some of y'all know y'all just a hot mess. But when Jesus Christ, Yeshua, he showed up on the scene, you're a new creation. Because of what Jesus Christ Yeshua was willing to do for you and I, and that was to become a sacrificial lamb. See, you got to understand, beloved, that God loves us. He loves us. Amen? Amen. He loves us. And that's something, beloved, you need to understand. If you don't understand nothing else, he loves us. And he wants us to have eternal life. But you must give your life to God. And I'm not talking about live your life like in a form of legalism where you got to do it this way and that way. When you mess up, all you got to do is repent. He going to forgive you. His grace is sufficient. He loves us, guys. It don't matter what you did, what you said. All you got to look towards the Most High God. Repent. Because he loves us, and he wants us to live a blessed, prosperous life. I don't call stuff a blessing. Never have, never will. Because if it's a blessing, when I leave this earth, that means it goes with me, right? That ain't no blessing, baby. It's just a tool that the Most High God allow us to use. Your car, your house, your money, whatever you got, clothes and all that, shoes, pocketbook, whatever. That's all it is tools that people get wrapped up and bent out of shape over. Want to kill you over material things. Want to hurt you over material things. Amen? But a blessing is when you have given your life to the Most High God. You receive salvation, free salvation. Nobody can take that from you. Amen? A blessing is when you have a relationship with the Most High God. You're blessed because nobody can take that from you. No one can take the Holy Ghost from you. Come on, somebody. Huh? The knowledge and the wisdom that the Most High God has given you, no one can take that from you. Amen? So stop allowing people to have power over you when they ain't got no power. If Satan ain't got no power, you know they ain't got no power. We allow other people to dictate to us how we should act and how we should walk. But no. You check with Daddy. You get on your face. You get on your knee, however you pray. You pray to Daddy and ask him, Father God, show me how I must live my life, a life that's pleasing to you. Sometimes when I go to preach to a church, when I go preach to a church, I ask God, Lord, were you satisfied with what I preached? Huh? Did I do everything you wanted me to do? See, that's what you call depending on God and not self. Amen? I believe in depending on God and not my own ability. Because I know in this flesh, the Bible says there's no good thing. And if I depend on this flesh, I'm a mess. this flesh is a mess. Because the flesh will have you cussing folk out. The flesh will have you talking about people. The flesh will have you fornicating with the world, slipping and dipping and fornicating with the world. The flesh will have you out here committing adultery, committing fornication, lying, stealing, killing, doing everything, honey, because the flesh wants what it wants. And the flesh, it lusts. And after lust is finished with you, the Bible talks about how it will kill you. Huh? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Y'all better be real with me today. Huh? See, these are things, beloved, that we as God's children need to understand. God doesn't make us do anything. He doesn't control us. He didn't make us as robots. He gave us a free will to choose. Okay? And that's why I feel people shouldn't have power over you and tell you what you can and cannot do, because they're not your God. They're not your creator. And it's better for us to listen to the Most High God and allow God to be God in our life. Because when we look at it, beloved, we got the answer to the Father when we leave this temple, this body. Because this flesh going back to the ground, that's what the Bible says. And we see it every time someone in our family passed. They go right back into that earth from where they came from. Huh? Dust. You return back to dust. Amen? Amen. And so, beloved, I just want to stop in and love on you. I'm just so excited about that. I'm so excited that you guys chose to be here this morning on this Monday morning, and we just love on each other for a second. Because one thing I will say, I get joy when I wake up in the morning, and I've conditioned my mind to speak positive. And I speak against whatever comes to my front door that is not supposed to be in my life. Oh, yeah, I rebuke now. Oh, yes, I do. I know how to rebuke. There was a time, guys, I would say any and everything, even though I'm not a cusser. Okay, I've never been a cusser. But I used to whip some tail. Trust when I tell you. I used to tote a 9mm, y'all, and I used to whip folk. Yeah. Yeah, I was a rough customer. Yeah, I would fight. Huh? Snatch folk out their house. I was something else. I was something else, y'all. Come on, somebody. The person that you hear right now today, a lot of people let my smile. They be like, oh, you're so cute. You smiling. Oh, we all like, ow, 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 ow. But, baby, I had a past. And one thing I didn't do was mess with folk, but I wasn't going to let you mess with me either, funny. And I would get down with you. Oh, yeah, I ain't had time to have no conversation about what we going to do to each other. I'm at your door. Let's see. That's the type of person. Oh, my goodness. I tell you. And that's probably why I entered into the sport called kickboxing. I was in karate for a while. And I guess to blow off some of that steam, huh? Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I was like, this girl needed deliverance, and God delivered me, because I don't like to see people hurt. I've always been like that, and I love people, but I don't take no wooden nickel, honey. You step to me talking about what you're going to do, we're going to find out immediately. We're not going to wait till you get back home and do all that back and forth talking and stuff, you know. You know, you got some keyboard gangsters on the internet today. You know, them keyboard gangsters, oh, they behind there talking big smack what they're going to do. And that's how people lose their life, beloved, is because, you know, they allow the enemy to use them. Okay? They allow the enemy to use them. I can identify my temper with Moses in the Bible. where he was so angry he killed the man. See, I can identify my anger because I look here, I go from 0 to 100 in a quick hot second. That's how I used to be. You know, and I just thank the Most High God that he delivered me, y'all. I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, huh? Come on, somebody, huh? Come on. And so I thank the Most High God for that. Amen. And I can live for real, and I can be me, and not try to be something he didn't create me to be. And I don't throw rocks and hide my hand. You know what I'm saying? That's how a lot of people do. They throw rocks and hide their hand. Honey, I ain't got time to hide no hand. I'm missing out on life. Amen? I want to live my life, my best life. Amen? And I love going to bed with no problems. See, a lot of people get themselves in situations, but yet they want you to sit up and worry about them all night long. The devil is a lie. I love to sleep because I rise early in the morning. Come on, somebody. I rise early in the morning. So I love sleeping. Amen. And I never was a person who would go out in the street. I never went to nightclubs. I never hung out. I never drank, smoked, or partied in my life. You know, I didn't have a desire for those type of things. I never did. My desire was to get closer to God. And at the age of 9 years of age, and that's been years ago, I asked the Most High God to have a relationship with him. Amen? All because I watched my mom. That's why they say people will watch you. They learn from you by watching you. Amen? And I thank God for my mom every day, even though she's no longer on this earth, but I thank God. Because she taught me, huh? She taught me about the Most High God. Amen? Amen. Well, guys, I tell you, I hope y'all enjoyed my little chit-chat this morning because I enjoy coming, talking, you know, doing a little chit-chat, having a little discussion, and hopefully, guys, you will continue to listen as we move on into what the Most High God is doing. Now, also, what I want to make sure you understand, Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties book have been pulled from the shelf. That's right. I pulled the book because it's not right. And when I say it's not right, meaning that the printing of the book was all over the place. The pages and stuff wasn't right. So what I'm trying to do now is I'm going to make the book a little smaller than what it is, and I changed the book cover on it. So I'm going to, hopefully by Saturday, I'll be finished with the book, and then I can release it back out so that we can get a better look on the book, okay? So, but I thank everyone who have bought the book. If you have bought the book, just you have to show me proof of you holding the book in your hand. Send me a picture at serveitupnow.com. And then I'll go ahead and mail you a new copy of the book, okay? So that, and then I'll sign it, and that way you can have that book for yourself. Also, if you would like to be a show on Serve It Up Now, you can do so by going to serveitupnow.com. Leave me a brief comment to let me know what you want to do. And then what I'll do is I'll schedule a show, you know, show and time for you guys to come on the show. I do welcome everyone to come and be a part of Serve It Up Now because that's something I love to do. I love to showcase others' talents. It don't have to be about Teresa. You know, I'm a servant. I learned how to be a servant, and I learned to not want people to worship me or serve me, but allow me to be a servant and serve what God has given you. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You know, you have a lot of competition in the churches today. Everybody, you know, they think you want to connect with them to come up, but that's not the case. Come on, somebody, because the same God that got you in the front will be the one that put you in the back and put put me in the front. So it doesn't matter, you know, I'm not in it for name and fame and want to look grand in front of folks, because let me tell you something, I can get and travel and go preaching in it, because I used to do revivals and conferences, but I'm no longer doing it right now. But I'm getting ready to go on my YouTube channel. I just created a YouTube channel where I got to do a trailer for. I'm going to only use that channel for preaching and Bible study, okay? So I'm in prayer about that, but I don't need a platform. You know, I'm good. I love what I do here, and it doesn't matter whether anybody know who Teresa is. It really doesn't. It doesn't. I'm not moved by people. I'm moved by being obedient to the Most High God. To obey is better than sacrifice, and if you're obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So other stuff don't bother me or move me, you know. I'm just not into stuff like that. So again, all the songs that you hear on this show, it comes from me. I am the artist, the gospel artist, indie artist. I'm writer, producer, and I definitely want to get back to working on some more music. So that's another goal that I have. Once I straighten this book out, then I'll just go on to the music. And then, like I said, I'll be on my YouTube channel as well, okay? So anywho, well, with that said, beloved, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now. Please tune back in with me in the morning. If the Lord says so, I will be back in the morning to have another chit-chat with you all, okay? So please stay safe, hug someone, and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.